This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Student Borrower Protection Center, funded by the Sandler Foundation, founded by former staff of the Consumer Federal Protection Bureau, will focus on aiding students by working with state and local officials. The National Student Legal Defense Network is also mobilizing support as the CPFB and the Department of Education desert student loan borrowers. Economists have found that the earned income tax credit for lower income working families is a cheap benefit, costing the government only 13 cents for every dollar of benefits. In China, the private sector employs over 60% of the workers in cities and towns and generates 80% of the new jobs. In Colorado, the oil industry outspent citizens 40-1 in defeating an initiative that would have required wells to be more than 5 miles from schools and other facilities. 2/3 of Americans and 3/4 of millennials say they believe that men and women should be equal in both the public sphere of work and the private sphere of home. Only a small share of people, young or old, still say that men and women should be unequal in both spheres. 5% of millennials and 7% of those born from 1946 to 1980. But the study to be published in the journal Gender and Society revealed that roughly a quarter of people's views about gender equality are more complicated and differ regarding work and home. Most of them say that while women should have the same opportunities as men to work or participate in politics, they should do more homemaking and child rearing. The Republicans lost the election in Wisconsin. The lame ducks want to consider new limits on early voting, a shift in the timing of the 2020 presidential primary in Wisconsin, and new authority for lawmakers on state litigation before the Democratic governor and attorney general take office. The center-right government and the right-wing Danish People's Party announced an agreement to house as many as 100 people on Lindholm Island, a teeny, hard-to-reach place. These are foreigners who have been convicted of crimes and rejected asylum seekers who cannot be returned to their home countries. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.